Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph, V'chein Shnei Diyutais, and another case regarding two upper stories, Zu Keneged Zu, there are two of them are opposite each other, one opposite the next, and they're facing down below a courtyard that's less than four amos beneath them, and we learned previously that one can only spill out wastewater into a courtyard that's less than four amos only if it has a ditch made in it to receive the water so it shouldn't run right into the Shisarabim. And in this case, Miktsasan Asu Uka, only part of them, only one of the houses made the Uka, this ditch, this hole to receive water. Miktsasan Layasu Uka, but the other party did not make a hole. Esha Asu Uka Mutar, the house that made a Uka, made this hole to receive the water, they can pour the water down and allow it to spill into the courtyard and into the hole that's closer to their side. But the house that did not make, the second story house that did not make that ditch down below, they cannot pour water down into the courtyard because we're concerned. Even this is talking about a case where there is no air of chatziris, and there's concern that they may go down and instead of pouring the water off of the second floor onto the floor of the second floor to allow it to run down into the courtyard down below, which would be permitted even without an Erev, but we're concerned that they may not want to spill it from such a height it'll fall and make a mess in the chutzar, in the courtyard, and so they may walk it downstairs and spill it neatly into the courtyard, and that would be a problem of carrying from the house into the courtyard that doesn't have an Erev chatziris, and therefore they can't do that. Only the one that dug the ditch, which is closer to them, they dug the hole closer to their side, they could pour it into their hole, and there's no concern that they're going to go down to the courtyard to spill it out. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Kol Gagai Seir Rishus Achas. All the rooftops in the city are considered one Rishus. So here we're talking about in the realm of Midrabanan. Midraisa, anyways, all these things are Rishus Yachid. A roof, a chutzar, a courtyard, a karfif, an enclosed area that's not used as a living space. All these places are all Rishus Yachid, Midraisa. But Midrabanan, different courtyards were divided, and you can't carry from one to another without the Erev Chatziris and the Mavi. So the first opinion in this Mishnah holds that all rooftops in the city are considered one Rishus, and you don't even need an Erev. Even Midrabanan, you don't need an Erev to travel from one to the other. And this is because, since they're not used frequently, we don't see definitively a difference in one roof from the next roof, and even though they have different owners, but since they're not used on a regular basis, they're all considered one Rishus. As long as one of the roofs is not 10 tefachim higher or lower than the other roofs, which would then make it considered a different Rishus, and it would be asur midrabanan to carry from one to the other one, but otherwise, if they're within all 10 tefachim of each other, you can carry from one to the other without an Erev divrei Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir's opinion. The Mishnah brings two other opinions. The Chachamim say, Kol achad v'achad rishus b'fnei atzmai. Every rooftop is considered a separate rishus, a separate domain, since they're owned by different people. You cannot carry from one roof to another without an Erev. An Erev needs to be made. And once the Erev is made, then it's permitted to carry from roof to roof, according to the Chachamim, and even if there's a difference in height between them, 10 to 10 tefachim, higher or lower, once the Erev is made, there's no other restrictions. But without the Erev, even roofs that are on the same height level, one cannot carry from one to the other. Reb Shimon says he's the most lenient opinion. Echad gagais ve'echad chatziris ve'echad karfifis. Whether it's a gag, a rooftop, or a chatzar, a courtyard, or a karfif, an enclosed large area that's not used as a living space, all these spaces are rishus achas, they're all considered one domain, and you can carry from one to the other without any eruv whatsoever. However, this is only l'kelim sheshav zelutechen, regarding kelim, utensils, that started off in the beginning of Shabbos in one of these areas, a gag, a chatzar, or a karfif. V'leila kelim sheshav zelutech avayis, but not for kelim that started off Shabbos in a house. A kli that started off on Shabbos in a house, even if at a later point in time it came to the chatzar in a permitted fashion, but it's going to be limited that it'll have to remain in that chatzar unless there's an Erev that will allow it to go to the gag, the rooftop, or the karfif. Once it was in the house, so then it can only go to that chatzar. It can't go beyond without an Erev. But if it started off in the beginning of Shabbos in the chatzar, or Gag, or Karfif, it can then go to any one of these domains without any Erev.